Wyndham Hotels and Resorts makes travel possible for all. Whether it's the long haulers looking for a great cup of coffee, a roomier rest for the on a whim road trippers, or a place to make summer memories with the whole family. No matter who you are, where you're going, or why, with 24 trusted brands to choose from like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, your Wyndham is waiting. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Hello and welcome to the podcast, UFOWarning.com. If you haven't been by the site yet, stop by and check it out, UFOWarning.com. Tonight, I just wanted to put up a special podcast. We've been talking a lot lately about the Sunspot Observatory and the strange circumstances under which it closed. And there seems to be some stuff coming to light. So just to put people's mind at ease, I thought the responsible thing to do would be to put a podcast out and let people know what I've been hearing, and I'll let you guys know where the links are at so you can check out what's coming out about that and decide for yourselves whether you think we're getting good information or disinformation. There's been all kinds of speculation online about possible Chinese or Russian espionage or just a lot of different things. And there were some cool pictures that came out of what looks like UFOs circling the sun, sun storms, just a lot of really troubling stuff, really. But I believe the station's KOA or KOB, they're out of Albuquerque, New Mexico, and they posted an interview just, I think, about 2 or 3 hours ago online. They did a story on the Sunspot Observatory closing, and they actually did a really good job on it, explaining who actually owns the site. It's a federal site, and then, you know, who owns the actual equipment, and then the fact that the university, or actually it's a coalition of universities, and this Aurora manage it and do the research. Well, they interviewed an employee. Now, the guy did an anonymous interview with his voice changed, so take it for what it's worth, but it has a ring of truth to it. This guy says the problem that he thinks, of course, nobody knows for sure because we haven't seen charges yet, and the FBI is still being very quiet about it. But this fellow says that one thing's for sure. He says that this observatory has a systemic problem with theft. And you can look on the article there. He says that there's lots of stuff being pilfered, stolen, and vandalized, and it's a constant, ongoing problem. And it's a problem that just affects the whole operation. And he said, he pointed out that some of the stuff that had been stolen was communications equipment. And he didn't specify what kind of equipment it was, but he said that the only way that you would possibly need that, or it would, he said most people wouldn't even recognize the stuff, but he said the only way you would need that is if you were building some kind of communication system. Now that sounds a little strange. It makes you wonder if somebody maybe is setting up their own observatory to, you know, and which could be used for anything from backyard stargazing to something more nefarious. And keep in mind that White Sands Missile Base is only 30 miles from there. But if they were stealing something, and who knows what they've got in there? I mean, I'm not an astronomer. They're talking. According to the article, there was a $15,000 item stolen, but they're acting like it's a lot more than that. He also said that there had become a risk that other people's property that live around the base was being stolen. So you don't know if it's just one person or if it's a ring or if it's just something where everybody's doing it. And he pointed out the fact that Aurora, and I mentioned this in another podcast, the local news had interviewed a couple of professors, I guess, that they were involved with the project, or maybe they were in charge of it. And both of them just seemed, they were as nervous as a cat on a hot tin roof. I mean, they couldn't sit still. And I just couldn't figure out where all that anxiety was coming from, because, you know, they're just, I understand that they were nervous maybe because the FBI had swooped in and nobody had any answers on anything. But this anonymous employee says that the problem there with the theft was so bad that if those guys didn't know about it, they should have. And so maybe this is coming to light, and maybe this is why these guys were just seemed so Almost scared, really, when during this interview. Maybe something has been going on there, and we can only hope that it's just, common thievery, and they'll get it taken care of. But the fact that they brought in the Apache helicopter, you can read a lot into that. In my little town, they had a raid on some illegal aliens that were working at a place, and there was some stuff that was going on that shouldn't have been, and they brought in the big chopper for that. So maybe that's just a standard operating procedure today when the feds come in and they bust somebody. It draws a lot of attention, believe me. And just like where I live at, the entire town was like, what the heck is this giant helicopter doing with guys literally rappelling down out of the helicopter, as I was told at least. But it, so, you know, when they talked about bringing the Apache in, well, we know what an Apache can do, but I guess the machine guns weren't blazing. Maybe they just brought that in because it was tied up with a military base, or it was just an asset that the FBI could use to get there quickly. And how do we know? I mean, they could have arrested this guy. He could be sitting in a, locked up somewhere in solitary confinement on some kind of a secret government warrant, for all we know, if he stole the wrong thing or if he passed secrets to somebody, who's to say? But it's not looking so much like a espionage thing. It's looking like, if what this guy says is true, it's looking like there's just been a lot of plundering going on, possibly, and stealing a lot of government stuff. And the government does not like you to steal their stuff. So maybe it's just gone on to the point where, with the new administration coming in and everything, somebody got fed up with it, and somebody dropped a dime on somebody. Or maybe this guy just stole something that was so valuable, or something that could have been used, to communicate, say, in espionage, that they had to do something. And if they felt like there was any chance of a national security threat, of course they're not going to say anything. But obviously, that would explain why there wasn't law enforcement present there after they evacuated the place. It also makes sense with why somebody went ahead and put that little the little calling card, I guess you would call it, the DVD that we were talking about the other day, with the Unsolved Mystery Show. It escapes my mind right now, but you know what I'm talking about. And so it could be a situation where, maybe some people were involved in this, maybe some people knew about it, and the attitude might not have been so positive toward the feds being there, but it looks like that's what it is. I mean, I guess we'll find out, but that does seem to make sense. And if it is, there's some people whose lives just got a lot worse, that's for sure. But I did notice that they brought up a couple of security guards, and they're letting people interview them. So at least they're being open enough to do that. And then guards are, there were just a couple of rent-a-cops, and they were saying, listen, we don't know what's going on either. But I guess they've reopened the facility, according to the article, and they had video there you can watch. So they've reopened the facility, and it didn't look like any of the scientists there were really talking to anybody. And I didn't see any interviews with the people that, live there in the town that kind of supported the operation or the post office. But it sounds like they said they were mainly just coming in and getting the computers rebooted. I don't know why they would have had to turn them all off. I mean, that sounds a little suspicious too. But it sounds like they've got the situation under control. They're just not telling us that. And it sounds like they're rebooting the operation to restart their research, And it sounds like I said, that makes sense to me, that what you had was a lot of theft going on. And it just got to the point where it was so bad that they had to come in and they had to do a quick action. And the fact that they used the element of surprise like that makes you think that maybe it's not a low-level guy doing this. Maybe the problem's a little higher up, and maybe the feds felt like they had to do this because if they would have drove up in a car, say, or they would have been more open about it, these people would have been able to cover their tracks or destroy evidence or whatever. So it sounds like they were really trying to get the jump on somebody, and it sounds like they did get the jump on somebody. So it'll be interesting to look forward to. I think we can put the rest the theories, some of the more frightening theories, as far as aliens or solar storms, or that, it sounds like a pretty mundane, down to earth explanation. for their own reasons. They weren't open about it, but time will tell the next couple of days. So that's what I have for tonight. Over and out, UFOWarning.com.